Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the third day of our lesson about whales, the giants of the sea. So far, we've learned a lot about whales, especially sperm whales, blue whales, and gray whales. I learned that sperm whales have the largest brain of any animal. And I also learned that blue whales are the largest animal in the world. And I know that Carolyn loves whales, and she loves all kinds of animals. Carolyn, can you give us any other facts about whales?
Well, there's another kind of whale that we aren't going to be talking about in our article, but I think it is so interesting. It's called a narwhal, and narwhals only have two teeth.
What?
The male narwhal has one tooth that sticks straight out through its lip, and it can grow to be 2.7 meters long.
Wow. Okay. The narwhals only have two teeth. Okay. That's a very interesting whale. I think there are lots of different kinds of whales out there. We only have time to talk about so many in this lesson, but let's get started today learning about another kind of whale, another kind of giant sea creature called the orca. Here we go.
Whales, the giants of the sea. Orcas. These stylish black and white mammals are probably the most easily identifiable whales in the sea. Also called killer whales because of their aggressive, predatory style, orcas prey on seals, sharks, and even other whales. Orcas often travel, live, and hunt in groups called pods, which are somewhat similar to a pack of wolves. Killer whales can be found in every ocean around the world and have no natural predator except humans. Whale watching locations. Here are some of the best places to catch sight of these giant mammals.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Where in the world do whales live? Many places. In today's article, we'll find out some of the places these giants of the sea live. But before we begin, let's preview our vocabulary for the day. Predatory. Predatory is an adjective. The eagle is a predatory bird that kills fish and small mammals for food. Wolf. Wolf is a noun. At night, you can hear the wolves that live in the hills around my grandfather's house. Migrate. Migrate is a verb. Hummingbirds migrate south every fall and then migrate north again every spring. Astonishing. Astonishing is an adjective. The company's new president has enjoyed astonishing success in her first year. Now let's get ready to finish the article.
Okay, before we continue learning about those great whale-watching locations, let's go back and talk about those orca whales, okay? These stylish black and white mammals are probably the most easily identifiable whales in the sea. I like that word stylish, Carolyn. It kind of is a word of judgment here, but would you agree that these whales look pretty cool and stylish?
I would agree, because these orcas are black and white. They have very distinct color patterns, and they look very stylish, almost like they are wearing a tux and going to a formal event.
Wow, that's a great way to describe orcas as well. They are probably the most easily identifiable. That's probably because of how unique they look, that stylish look. So you won't confuse them with other whales. Maybe you might get confused about the blue whale or the gray whale or some other whale. You're not sure which kind of whale it is, but you always know when you're seeing an orca.
That's right. And we find out that orcas have another name. also called killer whales because of their aggressive predatory style, orcas prey on seals, sharks, and even other whales.
Wow.
So they are called killer whales because they have an aggressive predatory style, and predatory is a word from our word bank. We want to look at that word. If something is predatory, then it hunts.
Mm-hmm.
It likes to hunt other animals for food, and they hunt orcas, or these orcas hunt seals, sharks, and other whales.
Yeah, maybe they even hunt other orcas. Who knows? But these are predatory animals. You can see those letters P-R-E, just like from the word prey. So they're hunting prey. They're predatory. They're hunting for prey. What other animals are predatory, Carolyn? I can think of maybe a lion.
A lion is a predator. That is true. It is a predatory animal. And any animal that needs to eat other animals for mm-hmm. food and hunts them would be considered a predatory animal.
Okay, and Carolyn did just use the word predator, P-R-E-D-A-T-O-R. That's the kind of animal that hunts for other food. So let's continue talking about orcas here, these predatory whales. Orcas often travel, live, and hunt in groups called pods, which are somewhat similar to a pack of wolves.
That's right. So here we have this word wolves, or wolf, W-O-L-F is the singular form of this word. And wolves are like large dogs that are wild, and they hunt in large groups mm-hmm. called packs.
Okay, so you might see a pack of wolves. Actually, I hope you don't see a pack of wolves, unless you're at a zoo or some place like that where they will not attack you. Wolves, of course, are dangerous animals. Have you ever seen a wolf in the wild?
I have not seen a wolf in the wild, fortunately, only at zoos and parks where they are kept in enclosures where it is safe to see them. But learning more about killer whales that travel in these pods or groups, killer whales can be found in every ocean around the world and have no natural predator except humans.
Aw. Carolyn, you know, when I was preparing our lesson today, I drew a sad face on that fact because I think it's sad that so many people like to hunt these whales. As we found out about yesterday, blue whales, there are a lot fewer blue whales now than there used to be because of overhunting. So people are killing these whales.
That is true, and it is very unfortunate. But we see that killer whales can be found in every ocean, so it sounds like their numbers are still okay. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of killer whales swimming around the oceans, and they don't have any other natural predators. So there aren't any other animals that are preying on orcas.
Mm-hmm.
They prey on the other animals.
That's right. Well, I've had a lot of fun learning about these different kinds of whales. Now we're going to talk about different places in the world where you can see or spot some of these whales. Whale watching locations. Here are some of the best places to catch sight of these giant mammals. Carolyn, what does that mean, to catch sight of something?
Well, earlier we talked about a glimpse of something, to just see it for a moment. And because whales live in the water, they spend a lot of time under the water, and they aren't always easy to see. But you can catch sight of them, see them for a short moment while you're going on one of these trips.
That's right. I caught sight of an unusual bird in Australia, like I was sharing about before. I caught sight of this creature. So that's how you can use that phrase. Well, right now it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, and then we'll join Michelle afterwards.
Since our lesson today is about whales, why don't we take a look at some idioms that use the word whale?
Good idea, Ken. Here's an example. You know, I had a whale of a time at Scarlett's birthday party yesterday.
So you had an exciting and fun time at the party. To have a whale of a time means having a really good time. Well, Steve, I think you did a whale of a job playing the guitar at the rally last week.
Thanks, Ken. I'm glad you liked it. Friends, a whale of a job means a very good job.
Okay, we know the whale is a very large animal, so the word whale can also be used to refer to something very big.
That's another meaning of whale, something huge. We might talk about a whale of a problem or a whale of a difference.
You know, there's a whale of a difference between learning English from studio classroom and learning English from a cheap cram school.
Well, that's pretty obvious. If you learn English from the wrong person, you might have a whale of a problem.
One final idiom, like a beached whale.
Oh, I wish I'd never seen a beached whale, as that animal is in a pretty bad situation. Once a whale is on a beach, it cannot move and get back into the ocean easily. As if you are completely stuck somewhere and can't get away, you are stranded like a beached whale.
Not a good situation to be in. 我们这几天都在讨论鲸鱼，你知道鲸鱼最怕发生什么事吗？ Beached, 就是把 beach, 沙滩当动词用。A beached whale 就是一只搁浅在沙滩上的鲸鱼。如果你在一个进退维谷的处境，或是被困在某个地方动弹不得，你就可以说 I feel like a beached whale。我们也可以用 whale 来形容巨大。如果要表达有很大的不同，除了可以说 There's a big difference， 也可以用比较口语的 There's a whale of a difference。另外 ，a whale of a something 也可以表示某样东西非常的棒。例如 ，You did a whale of a job， 你表现得非常棒。I had a whale of a time. 我玩得超开心。这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 predatory 这个形容词。Predatory 是指猎食性的或食肉的。例如 ,many predatory mammals have sharp teeth and strong jaws. 许多猎食性的哺乳动物都有锐利的牙齿以及强壮的下颚。如果是猎食性的动物就叫 predator, P-R-E-D-A-T-O-R。例如 ,antelopes run extremely fast so they can escape from their predators. 羚羊跑得这么快才能够逃脱猎食者的捕捉。接下来我们看的是 wolf 这个名词。Wolf 是指狼，注意它的复数形式去掉字尾的 F 变成 VES, wolves. 例如 you can hear wolves crying during the night. 夜晚的时候你可以听到狼的叫声。Wolf 也可以当动词，意思就是狼吞虎咽。例如 my son's soccer team friends wolfed down 8 large pizzas after the game. 球赛结束之后，我儿子足球队的队友们狼吞虎咽地吞了八个大的披萨。
We are on the third day of our article, Whales, the Giants of the Sea. And today we've been learning all about orcas, or killer whales, these stylish black and white whales that are easily identifiable in the ocean. We learned that they live in all oceans throughout the world and that they are predatory hunters. They prey on many other different animals that live in and around the ocean.Well, right now we're going to talk about places that you can see whales throughout the world. Let's do that now.
Whales, the giants of the sea. Canada. Some of the world's best whale watching can be done in British Columbia, Quebec, Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Canada.Orcas, gray whales, blue whales, sperm whales, and others can all be spotted from May through October. Hawaii. Another great location is Hawaii, where more than 6,000 humpback whales migrate to the island's warm waters to mate and give birth. Whale watching season runs from November through early May. Alaska.With a season that begins in April and almost never ends, you'll spot orcas, mink, and gray whales. Other places like Mexico, Iceland, Britain, Norway, and the Arctic will also afford you once-in-a-lifetime views of these astonishing creatures of the sea.
Well, Canada, Hawaii, and Alaska, here I come. I'd like to see some whales, too. And here are some great whale-watching locations. The first one is Canada. Some of the world's best whale-watching can be done in British Columbia, Quebec, Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick, Canada. That's a lot of places in Canada. I don't know if you've been to any of these places. Have you been to any of these places, Carolyn?
I have not. And, well, this might be a good time for me to plan a trip to go whale watching. But there are probably certain times of the year that would be better to go than others.
It's true. And we do talk about this in our lesson. Orcas, gray whales, blue whales, sperm whales, and others can all be spotted from May through October. Okay, so that's when you can go and see these whales there in Canada, Carolyn.
Well, May through October,
yeah,
that would be right now. So,
right.
So I should plan a trip for next week to go to Canada.
Exactly. I hope you get a nice cheap plane ticket. Well, we do know that you can spot these whales at this time over there. And that word spot is kind of similar to catch sight of, that phrase we saw earlier. Carolyn, I think you can use them in the same way, right?
Yes, that is true. You can catch sight of whales or you can spot whales on one of these whale tours or whale trips here in Canada. And sounds like a lot of fun, but there are many other locations you can go as well to go whale watching. And the next one is Hawaii. What do we know about whale watching in Hawaii, Gabe?
Well, another great location is Hawaii, where more than 6,000 humpback whales migrate to the island's warm waters to mate and give birth. This is a popular place for whales to mate, Carolyn.
It is. It is a popular place for these humpback whales, 6,000 of them, to migrate to. And if you migrate, that is a word from our word bank. It means to go from one place to another. And for animals, it means that they go from one area of the world to another part due to weather.
That's right.
Usually because they want to go wherever it is warm during that part of the year.
I usually think of birds. When I think of this word migrating, we know that birds fly south for the winter. That's called migrating. You might even call it migration. M-I-G-R-A-T-I-O-N. That's what they do. Okay, so we're talking about humpback whales here. If you know what a hump is, it's kind of a lump. So they look a little bit different, a humpback whale. All right, what else do we know about here?
Well, in Hawaii, whale watching season runs from November through early May. So now would not be a good time to go whale watching in Hawaii, but it would be a good time to go to Canada. But we see a phrase there, runs through. So the season runs from one time to another. Mm-hmm. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means it starts at this time and then it ends at another time. So from November through May. You could use this phrase to talk about other things too. I could say the show will run from this weekend all the way through next month. That's how long you can see the show.
That's right. So it's a period of time and whale watching season runs from November through early May in Hawaii. Now, there's one more great whale watching destination, Alaska. With a season that begins in April and almost never ends, you'll spot orcas, mink, and gray whales. So it sounds like there are lots of whales you can go see in Alaska.
That's right. And unlike the other seasons or other places like Canada and Hawaii, in Alaska, it seems like this season never ends. It seems like the whale watching season never ends. So there are many times of the year you can see these whales. There's another kind of whale mentioned here, a mink. And this is also a baleen whale. Not like an orca whale. This is a baleen whale.
That's right. And there are more places that you can go throughout the world as well, not just Canada, Hawaii, and Alaska. Other places like Mexico, Iceland, Britain, Norway, and the Arctic will also afford you once-in-a-lifetime views of these astonishing creatures of the sea. And they are astonishing, a word from our word bank. If something is astonishing, it is surprising, unexpected, and amazing.
That's right, astonishing. Earlier this month, we talked about the word astounding, and it's kind of a similar meaning, astonishing or amazing. For example, you could say the performers of Cirque du Soleil were simply astonishing, or that was an astonishing piano performance. Great job.
That's right. Well, we have something astonishing for you to enjoy right now, a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
I'm still watching for whales, but I haven't seen any.
That's too bad. Keep looking.
Okay. Oh, I'll look for orca whales.
Orcas are black and white. They're very stylish and easy to identify.
Okay, I'm looking.
Orcas are also called killer whales.
Killer whales?
Yes, because of their aggressive, predatory style.
Do they prey on people?
They prey on seals, sharks, and other whales.
Whew.
They live and hunt in groups. Look for a pod.
An iPod?
No, a pod. A pod is a group of whales.
Oh!
Killer whales can be found all around the world.
Except for here?
Huh?
Well, I don't see any whales here.
Well, if you really want to see whales, you should go to Canada.
Go to Canada?
Yes, some of the best whale watching can be done there. You'll see orcas, gray whales, blue whales, sperm whales.
Okay, I'll go to Canada.
Or go to Hawaii. More than 6,000 humpback whales migrate there.
Okay, I'll go to Hawaii.
Or go to Alaska. Alaska has astonishing creatures.
I'll go to Alaska then. Well, just tell me, where is the best place to watch whales?
At the aquarium.
Of course.
好，继续我们来看的是 migrate 这个动词 ，M-I-G-R-A 这个字根有漂泊的意思，所以 migrate 是指迁移或迁徙。例如 ，Canadian geese migrate between Canada and United States。加拿大雁在美国以及加拿大之间按季节迁徙。它的名词是 migration，M-I-G-R-A-T-I-O-N。例如 ，the massive migration of farmers to cities has caused a lot of social problems。农夫大量迁徙到都市中，造成了许多社会问题。最后我们来看的是 astonishing 这个形容词 ，astonishing 是指惊人的或者是令人讶异的。例如 ，the circus performance is astonishing。马戏团的表演令人目瞪口呆。它的动词是 astonish， 就是把字尾的 ing 去掉。Astonish 是指使人惊讶或令人吃惊。例如 ，the couple's sudden breakup astonished many of their friends。这对情侣突然的分手让他们的许多朋友都很惊讶。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, I've enjoyed learning about many different kinds of whales, as well as lots of places around the world where you can go whale watching. Carolyn, would you enjoy going on one of these whale watching trips?
Well, I think that this would be great. As I've mentioned before, I think that this would be a very fun vacation to plan. Mm-hmm. And actually, when we were talking about Alaska, it reminded me my uncle went to Alaska and was in a kayak and was kayaking. And I think he saw a few whales during his trip.
That is so cool. He got to see some whales from a little kayak. That sounds exciting and really cool. Well, I would like to go on one of these trips as well.I think I would choose Alaska as well. Carolyn, which one of these places listed would you choose?
Well, I've never been to Alaska, Hawaii, or Canada, but I really like warm weather, so I would probably go to Hawaii.
All right. Well, what about you, friends? Would you like to go on a whale-watching trip, and where? Thank you for joining us for this lesson, and of course, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!